American politicians have been campaigning by train for more than a century, none more effectively than Harry Truman and his legendary 1948 presidential whistle-stop tour. Like President Clinton, Truman saw the Republicans gain control of Congress in the middle of his first term in office. For 8 weeks between Labor Day and the election of 1948, Truman crisscrossed the country on a 17-car campaign special that traveled nearly 22,000 miles. He rode aboard a private coach, the Ferdinand Magellan, a 142.5-ton armor-plated car. From the back of it, President Truman gave more than 270 speeches in 28 states. Unafraid of hyperbole, he railed against the 80th Congress.
I stand for the simple, straightforward, straight-line Democratic Party. And any time you have any doubts about the Democratic Party, all you need to do is to take a good look at the Republican Party. That'll always bring you right back where you belong. I don't think you have to be hit on the head twice to know who hit you the first time. You cannot dodge the issue. You stand for the Democratic Farm Program, or you stand for the Republican wrecking crew of the 80th Congress.
This Republican Congress has already stuck a pitchfork in the farmer's back.
If the congressional elements are allowed to remain in power, and if these elements are further encouraged by the election of a Republican president, you men of labor can expect to be hit by a steady barrage of body blows. And if you stay at home, as you did in 1946, and keep these reactionaries in power, you'll deserve every blow you get.
My friends, with the help of God and the wholehearted push which you can put behind this campaign, we can save this country from a continuation of the 80th Congress and from misrule from now on. I must have your help. You must get in and push and win this election. The country can't afford another Republican Congress.
All right, I'm doing it.
President Harry Truman responding to a fan calling out a refrain heard often throughout his 1948 whistle-stop tour.